Can we plan this on the radio? No, come here. It's literally playing on the radio. We're like, I hope he comes in there in the next 3 minutes. What are you doing?
Otherwise, he's going to have to play it on the radio again.
Yeah.
He only listens to his own stuff.
I do.
Unbelievable. Oh, that one right down there. Look who's walking in here, everybody. Charlie Puth.
Yay.
I really want to, real quick, though, Charlie, see if you're a man of your word and your songs here.
Okay. Is that my number?
Maybe. Let's see if he is.
It's the burner phone?
Let's see if he is.
It's my strip.
Can you pick up that phone?
Hello.
There he is, everybody. My brother Ray.
That's me.
We got jokes, man. Why not?
That.
You can hang up anytime, whatever.
What is that?
Oh, we just. Well, we have a dedicated
for the bit. Now we're throwing it
we're
away.
Throwing it, man. We paid $600 for. So how amazing is Friday going to be for you?
Friday's going to be a good day. I might have sushi.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah.
So you were over in Europe for like, you just came back from Europe.
Yeah, I just came back from Paris.
What is it like living at all of these, I don't know, they're not really exotic places, but pretty much exotic.
It's pretty cool. It's really cool seeing like how, like the norms of like going on like different talk shows and see what they talk about and just the style of TV shows. Like Europe loves TV shows, like the most popular TV shows have people like, you know, like 60 audience members, and they're all like watching, they're all watching videos for like 6 minutes, and that's TV. Like, it's really popular, and I'm like, this is very informative.
Have they ever asked an awkward question to you, and you're
like, 100%.
Really?
Yeah.
Give me one that they've asked you.
Do I sleep naked?
I don't think that's really awkward to your fans, though.
I thought I was going to talk about, like, music, and they were like, good, do you sleep naked? I'm like, well, what?
Yeah.
So I'm fine answering that. The answer is, of course, yes, and, you know, let me know.
Yeah, really. Charlie Puth hanging on the Adam Bomb Show. The elephant in the room would be. Yeah.
That's the bomb sound.
The
Adam Bomb.
We're using that. We're definitely using that.
Yeah.
So the big elephant in the room would be the Grammys. I mean.
Yeah. Three nominations, me and Wiz. Pretty
incredible.
Do
you have the speech already planned out?
I don't like to plan a speech out because I feel like that is going to jinx it. But I like to have some just like, you know, bullet points just in case.
Like so, an outline, right?
Yeah. So I always seem to. I just bought a house and has a hot tub in it. And I always go in that hot tub and rehearse just in case I, you know, because I'm super relaxed. I'm just naked, of course. And
you're telling us you rehearse in a hot tub.
I do, but not a lot because I don't want to jinx
right.
it. But I mean, we might just be nominated, and that's fantastic.
Okay. Well, we're done talking about music. We're gonna play Puth Pong.
Oh,
so
great!
We're gonna come over here, and basically, what's gonna happen is you're gonna throw a ping pong ball in one of my cups, and if you make it in, you get to do an action. Nothing embarrassing, really.
Oh,
if
okay.
I make it in, you can answer the question. You do get two passes, by the way, in this game.
All right, very good.
All right, so you want to start and grab a ping pong ball out of that box?
Sure.
This is Puth Pong on the Adam Bomb Show. Charlie Puth.
Is this my? This is it for me right here.
This is right here. Yeah.
Okay.
Can he? First of all, are you good with?
I'm stunningly bad at this game, so I'm really excited.
Okay. Okay. Let's try it.
All right. Here we go.
Oh, he's bad, but I'm gonna make it in. All right. See, we like
that's
to.
That's how we do.
Oh, okay.
So, can you play on an untuned guitar and make it sound good?
I don't think so because it's untuned.
Do you want to try it behind you? There's actually an untuned guitar right there for you. We have everything, Charlie Puth.
All right. It's not too bad.
It's not too bad, yeah.
It's not too bad. Hold on, let me.
I can't even, honestly, I can't even touch a guitar.
No, that's. I can't either. I know how to play a couple. Okay. There, here we go.
Oh, dang, that's good, Charlie.
YouTube.
We could do this for hours.
Fathers be good to your daughters.
Who was that, right? Yay!
I'm a piano player.
All right, my turn. Let's see if we can get a question in here. You do get two passes on this.
Okay.
Well, so just pick a cup. We're horrible at this. Obviously, Charlie, we don't get to. Yeah.
Clearly,
we don't ever get to do any of this stuff.
Adam, whose idea was it to
pass?
Whose idea was it to pass?
Pick another one. Pick another one. Yeah.
Would you, okay, here we go. What would you do if all the food in the world was fried? I would fry it. I would.
Well, don't you eat fried food, though?
I try not to.
Yeah, but
once a week.
It would be scary, though, to have all the food in front of you that you didn't like. I'd be like, what do I eat now? I'd eat dirt.
Well, I don't look, for instance, you would eat fried dirt?
Okay, I'll pass on that.
I would eat fried zucchini.
Not bad.
I've fried Kit Kats before.
Have you really?
Yeah, very good.
This is like state fair food.
Fried Reese's peanut butter cups.
Oh.
Everyone always goes, oh.
Have you ever had fried gum? It's awful.
Fried gum?
Fried gum is awful.
That sounds horrendous.
It's disgusting.
Why would you do that to yourself?
Well, they do it at the Texas State Fair, and I've had it there.
Fried gum?
They take gum like you would get out of, you know, like.
Like Wrigley's?
No, Bubblicious.
Bubblicious?
Like the thick one, and they
like
stick.
Like the cotton candy flavored?
And then it's just liquid when it goes in your mouth, and you just want to throw up.
Ew, that's
it's disgusting.
So nasty.
Let's do one more for you here.
Here's another ball.
I'm going to rig it in case you don't get it in.
No lie, you know this. LeBron.
Ballers!
Oh.
We'll take that one.
Okay, wow, we haven't made one.
Beatbox a dope beat.
Okay. And I just learned how to do this one the other day. This is the new Jason Derulo song.
Wow.
Get ugly.
Are you hearing and seeing this? How do you learn to do something like that? Like I could
a lot of free time.
Yeah. True. All right, we'll do one more question here. One more question. Let's see if we get one.
Fantastic.
In. You pick it.
Okay.
Dude, we're horrible at this game.
We should have just played there's this beer pot. It's a completely irrelevant now. We should just play pick the piece of paper. favorite cartoon ever. The way you wrote cartoon looked like German. Favorite.
Well, that too, yeah.
Favorite cartoon ever. Rocco's Modern Life.
I've never heard of that.
No, what are you talking about?
No.
You've never heard of. Rocco's
really? I'm still into Doug and Rugrats, so.
Bro, how did you miss that? It was right after Doug.
That's when I went to bed, I guess.
Like, Doug would be on at 8 p.m., and then Rocco's Modern Life would be on. Okay, Ren and Stimpy.
Okay, yeah, I'll take Ren and
but
Stimpy.
But the dirty Ren and Stimpy, like, where they were about to get canceled on Nickelodeon, so they just fit as many sexual innuendos as possible on children's television.
Oh, man, I'd love to do this all day. Apparently, we're not very good at beer pong. Charlie Puth, man, we're excited for you on Friday, man. This is going to be a big day for
Thank
you.
Thank you. I'm very, very excited.
Who are you going to call when it first drops? You call anybody and be like, I'm so excited, I can't.
I'll probably call Selena and just let her know.
Yes. Yeah, that'd be great.
She knows. She's excited too. I'll probably call my mom. I'll probably call my friend Tanya on Ryan Seacrest and be like, promote this!
Yes. And the reason why I'm asking you is because of one call away.
Right.
Get it? Another bad joke. Sorry, I had to do it. Charlie Puth on the Adam Bomb Show. Thanks, man.
Thank you.